Good morning. It's Tuesday, December 16th. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Dozens of businesses are taking part in the window decorating contest this holiday season. We learn more about the downtown Wichita Window Wonderland after the news. The Wichita City Council could decide today whether a busy section of Douglas Avenue will be redesigned. KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish has more.
City staff will present a plan that would reduce Douglas from 5 lanes down to 3, from Washington to Grove. The latest iteration of the plan includes parallel parking and bike lanes at the request of members of the District 1 Advisory Board. Those changes helped quiet some of the concerns of cyclists. But some business owners like Adam Stiles told the DAB that they are still wary.
The majority of the businesses that are along that stretch are destination businesses. It's not going to turn into a Delano where there's going to be a lot of foot traffic and people walking.
Stiles worries the changes could cause backups if drivers have to navigate around parallel parking, delivery trucks, and cyclists from a single lane. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
The Wichita City Council will also consider a rebate program during its discussion today to implement a 1 cent sales tax. The council is expected to give the sales tax proposal final approval. Residents would vote on it in March. Council member Mike Hoheisel wants the city to consider a rebate program for low-income Wichitans. They would be eligible for a $50 refund on taxes paid on groceries. Officials estimate about 23,000 households in Wichita would qualify for the rebate. Money for the program would come from revenue generated by the sales tax. McConnell Air Force Base says it will conduct drills today and tomorrow that will lead to increased activity there. The preparedness drill will include responding to severe weather. The base's tornado sirens will sound for 5 minutes at noon today. Base personnel also will participate in an active shooter drill on Wednesday. People who live near the base may notice more emergency vehicles. Security measures for access to the base also may increase during some of the drills. The base in southeast Wichita is home to the 22nd Air Refueling Wing. Johnson County and DeSoto are the latest Kansas communities to show interest in attracting a new type of nuclear power plant. Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service has more.
The Johnson County Post reports that county commissioners have passed a resolution to encourage TerraPower to consider building its nuclear plant in the county. TerraPower is co-founded by Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates. It's collaborating with utility company Evergy to explore building a nuclear plant in Kansas. Other counties interested in the power plant include Lyon and Coffee. Coffee County is the site of the only nuclear plant in Kansas right now, Evergy's Wolf Creek Nuclear Generating Station, 60 miles south of Topeka. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
College options for Kansans with intellectual disabilities are expanding. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga of the Kansas News Service reports.
The University of Kansas has a program to help students with intellectual disabilities get college experience and prepare for a career. A federal grant is helping the transition to post-secondary education program expand to Wichita State University Tech and Benedictine College. Dana Latin directs the two-year program. She says many people with intellectual disabilities don't know college is an option for them. Latin says the program helps them continue learning.
Not only learning to learn, but learning to live independently, to learn to advocate for themselves and their needs.
Latin says some of the money will go towards marketing the program to high schoolers with intellectual disabilities and their families. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed an updated drought declaration for the state. 39 counties were removed from drought status, while 43 eastern counties were placed into watch status. That includes Butler County. No counties remain under a drought emergency or on warning status, thanks to above-normal precipitation in recent months. Last fall is expected to rank as the 41st wettest for the state. For South Central Kansas, rainfall totals were among the top 10 on record. Kansas is predicted to have reduced levels of precipitation this winter. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Lou Ann Stevens. The second annual Downtown Wichita Window Wonderland is underway. Dozens of businesses are taking part in the window decorating contest this holiday season. KMUW's Carla Eccles spotted one local artist painting windows at Cargill Protein headquarters.
Okay, I'm coming over to where Paris Jane is doing some work here at the corner near Douglas and Rock Island. Hello, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Good. Tell me, what are you doing here?
So I am painting me, myself, my cousin Rotana, and another girl named Q, who was here earlier, are painting a window painting for Cargill for their holiday window painting competition, and that's happening all throughout downtown Wichita.
So how did you get this particular job?
Actually, I was painting at the Black Prince Old Shop on Douglas and St. Francis, and someone from Cargill saw me painting and was like, hey, do you do these? And I was like, yeah. And this was all the way back in March. And so I didn't think that they were really going to call me. And I got an email and they were like, would you like to do a painting for us? And I was like, sure. So I'm here.
I see all the paints here and all the various colors. Can you describe what is it that we're seeing?
So this is essentially a depiction of farm to table, or from Cargill to table. So one side of this window painting is a farm and a Cargill plant. And you can see it's a snowy landscape there. And then the other side is a family or gathering of people at a table. And the words on the window say, nourishing the world one table at a time.
Ah.
So they're incorporating holiday cheer with their process.
Well, can you describe it? Because I see, what is that, a cow?
There are two cows, two chickens, a Cargill plant with smoke coming out. There's eventually going to be a person walking up to that Cargill plant. And all of this has a road that leads from one side of this painting to the other side. And on the other side is a table with six different people of different ethnicities and a big tree in the middle that kind of ties it all together.
Well, take me to the other side. Let's take a look.
Oh, this side is still a work in progress, but we're going to get it done tonight. Essentially, like I said, it's just a group of people gathering together with food on the table, or there will be food on the table, to share a meal.
It's interesting that you, in terms of the people that are at the table, it looks like, as you mentioned, all ethnicities. Why was that important?
That's super important. Initially, so whenever you start painting, you start with a completely white base, like a flat white base, no color. And so people have been passing by and they're like, are you going to add any color to that? Any people of color, any color at all? And I think it's important just to show that people of different ethnicities can come together and share a meal, and that we're all looking for the same kind of nourishment, especially now. So that, and then also that was a request of Cargill to make sure that it was a diverse table.
Now, how long does something like this, how long does it take to put together, to paint?
That's great. A great question. So for me, this is my fourth day painting. And it's just because you have to allow the paint time to dry so that you can paint another layer or color on there so that there's depth. And also, these windows are 111 inches tall by 57 and a half inches wide. So they're huge. And normally I would be painting one or two that size, but this is eight windows.
Eight windows?
Yes. We're painting eight full, huge, gargantuan windows.
What does this mean to you, Paris, to be able to do this kind of project?
For me, honestly, it's something, as a kid, I never thought that art would be a profession. And for me, it just means that I get the chance to do something that I love for work, and also to share a gift with the community, with Wichita. As people have been walking by, some of their favorite things have been the cows or like the tree, and people have been excited about it. And I think it's just really cool to share that and to bring that to downtown.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We're back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
KMUW's next literary feast is Wednesday, December 17th at 6 p.m. We're wrapping up the year with a discussion of The Snow Child by Awen Ivey and Dinner from Public. Bring a book to swap and a beverage to share. Tickets are $15, available at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.